This is the social program on Radio Islam International. We are joined on the line by Maulana Ibrahim Bam. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and assalamu alaikum to all the listeners of Radio Islam.
Jazakumullah khairan, Maulana, for joining us on the program this morning. How is Maulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has been kind, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala continues his afiyat and Allah Ta'ala continues his kindness upon us, even if we are not worthy of it. But Allah Ta'ala is worthy. Allah Ta'ala is the one who gives, and Allah Ta'ala is the one who sends down his rahmat and his kindness, and we're always seeking Allah's rahmat and kindness.
Ma, this week on the program, we discuss chapter 9 from the book 30 Ways to Happiness. And this chapter is titled, Do Not Expect Gratitude from Anyone.
Well, very, very interesting topic. I mean, really, there are many ways that we can look at this particular topic. And maybe I should start off by saying that we are people whom, firstly, whenever we do something, we are supposed to do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is something that we need to always start off our good deeds, keeping in mind that Allah is the one who gives rewards. In the Quran, there is many rukus in the 19th surah of the Holy Quran, where Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam telling unto their people, Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra. O my people, we don't ask any reward from you. In ajriya illa ala Allah. Our reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One contemporary writer has so beautifully put it. He says that we are human beings. We do like rewards. There's no doubt whatsoever that we like rewards. So we like freebies. I always make mention of this, that sometimes Gujarati people would travel 20 rand petrol to get a 5 rand discount. Right? And especially with butter on discount, then we'll even go more than that. So we like it. We like freebies. We like discounts, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our temperament. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that we like rewards. So Allah ta'ala is telling us that don't ask human beings for rewards. If you want to ask for rewards, ask Allah Ta'ala, because there is no one better to give reward than Allah Ta'ala. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajr al-muhsinin. Allah never allows anyone's effort to go to waste. You give 1 cent in charity for the sake of Allah and you are sincere, Allah Ta'ala multiplies it 700 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha'. And Allah Ta'ala says, if Allah wants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply it even more than that. So I think the point is that this is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. This is the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we do things. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. Whenever you feed people for the sake of Allah. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً. We do not seek any jaza'a. We do not seek any recompense. وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do not seek any particular type of gratitude from people when we do good deeds. Now, that doesn't mean, right, so that's the first thing. When we do things, we do it solely for the sake of Allah. We don't do it for the sake of name, fame, gratitude from others. The second thing is, what happens if someone shows you kindness? Right. So when someone shows you kindness, it is a natural human instinct for you to show kindness back in return and to thank the person. And hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam that lam yashkurillah, that he does not show gratefulness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who does not show gratefulness to humankind. It is something that whenever we see the vote of thanks that has been given in any situation, by and large, we have people quoting this hadith. He who has not shown gratefulness to humankind has not been able to show gratefulness to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's our responsibility. Al-jaza'u al-ihsan illa al-ihsan. That is nothing. The reward of kindness is but to repay kindness. So second thing is, when someone does something good to us, We are supposed to show gratefulness. It's a human tendency. Allah loves that quality. It is very beautifully said that when you give someone something, regard it as insignificant and don't make much about it. But when someone gives you something, even if it's insignificant, make much about it. So there's this whole hypothetical tale that two friends were traveling in the desert. And when they were traveling in the desert, you know, they had an argument. So during the course of the argument, one friend, in some way hit another friend. So he wrote down on the desert sand, "My friend today beat me up," right? And then when he went ahead, continued, he was in danger. His friend saved him and saved his life. So with great painstaking time, he took something and he engraved it on stone. Took something. "Today my friend saved my life." So the friend asked him that when I beat you up, you wrote there and there on the desert sand that my friend beat me up today. And when I saved your life, then you engraved it in the stone for it to have a permanence. So he said that the shortcomings of a person, the person wrong that a person has done, that particular, I've wrote it in desert sand for it to be swept aside by the wind, so that the wind will sweep aside the weakness and the shortcomings of my friend. But when he did something great, I engraved it in stone for it to remain permanent. So I think the first thing, when we do something, we do it for the sake of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't do it for the sake of gratitude, or we don't do it for the sake of praise. We don't do it for the sake of other people. The second thing is, it's a natural thing that when someone does you something good, you go and repay it. You go and make a big thing about it. You go and do, I heard Maulana Ihtishamul Al-Tanwi, subhanAllah. Now something comes to my mind from my student days. Maulana Ihtishamul Al-Tanwi, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to say that he used to quote one of the great scholars, I can't remember, saying that Maulana Tanwi, rahmatullahi alayhi, used to know how to accept gifts. Right? And he used to say, whenever someone gave Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayhi a gift, I heard this from Maulana Tishamulak, then Maulana used to repay it in some way or the other. If it wasn't the same degree of a gift, the hadith says, tahadu wa tahabu, exchange gifts. It doesn't just mean accepting gifts one-sided. Continue accepting, learn to exchange. Someone gives you something, you give them back something in return. So the point is, the second thing is, when someone does you something, try and repay it. But now the point that is, of course, with regard to it is, what do we do with regard to when we do something? When we are human beings, although we say we must not expect praise, we don't expect people to be completely, you know, ungrateful. But the chapter says that if you are going to expect people to praise you or people to show you gratefulness, you are in a big, big mistake. Because by and large, it doesn't happen. So that is the introduction to the book and the chapter that we are doing today. What I would like from listeners is to say, what did you experience when you did good to people? Do you have people showed you gratitude? Did you feel bad when you did something good to people and people didn't do you good and they didn't show you gratefulness? Did you get that type of feedback? Or did you sometimes get, you know, you did something for someone and he showed gratitude? I think that is what we are looking from the listeners today.
So drop us a message. Let us know. The lines are also open on 011-854-1548. The chapter we're speaking on, do not expect gratitude from anyone. Ma, just on the side, just as Maulana mentioned about the butter and that being on special, listeners have sent in currently which store's butter is on special.
Yeah, okay, plus Black Friday sales were going on one time. Anyway. So anyway, this is something that we have to keep in mind. You know, it's something that we're going to have to keep in mind. How do we do it now? So as Maulana Mufti Saab has so beautifully put it in this, I must tell you that during the course of the week, I got 2-3 messages telling Maulana, this book so seems so interesting. Is there a PDF? Is there, how can I download it? So I wanted to ask Mufti Saab. But I mean, people don't realize that PDFs, people put in so much of effort to write a book. People must go and buy the book, man. Well, right. Nowadays we get PDFs. Sometimes a PDF even goes against the person who has written it. He doesn't give you permission, and you go and download it. There is a certain degree of ethics that is involved in that. Anyway, Mufti Saab starts off that topic. There is a saying that goes, treat others as you would like to be treated. We show gratitude to others and expect the same in return. When we expect others to appreciate everything we do, we are setting ourselves up for disappointment. You know, it's something that we need to keep in mind. This is something that is always going to happen. The wife cooks up a very beautiful dish, you know, and she feels that she will be lavished with praise by the husband or by the in-laws, or, you know, by the husband, or worse, by the in-laws, or by the children. If you are going to accept that, you are setting yourself up for disappointment. But it's something that we should be doing. Dr. Abdullah Arafi Rahmatullah Ali. Now, sometimes, you know, Maulana, it's very interesting that when you are young, you get an opportunity to see people, but because you are a young student, you don't relate. You don't value the occasion because you're still young, you know, you're still immature. So, Maulana Yusuf Karan, Rahmatullah Ali, I traveled with Maulana Yusuf Karan, and I had the good fortune of traveling with him for a fiqh conference in Ambala in India, which was very close to Moradabad, Moradabad, Madrasa Shahi. Madrasa Shahi is, in terms of history, it's next to Darul Uloom Deoband. It was more or less set up at the very same time that Darul Uloom Deoband was set up. So we went there and we went to go and give a talk. So in there he was relating his incidents when he was in Deoband. So he said, I was a young boy when I came to Deoband. And one of the things that happened was that someone came one day and told me, he said, come to the Mehman Khan of Darul Uloom Deoband. Maulana Abdul Qadir Raipuri, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, and Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madni Rahmatullah Ali are discussing something in there in the Mehman Khana. So he said, I went there and I didn't, realize it that, you know, it was such great people. I was still young, so I just saw it. And I walked away. Afterwards, now I realized, yeah, Allah, what a wonderful, unique experience I had, and I didn't take it. So Dr. Abdullah Arafi Rahmatullah Ali, you know, I had an opportunity to see him one or two times, and he performed the janazah of Maulana Binur Rahmatullah Ali, if my memory serves me correct, and all of that. And he makes mention of one or two amazing points. So one of the points he makes mention was, he said, after he passed away, just imagine what a great person he was. After he passed away, his wife came to the house of Mufti Rafi Osmani, and he also has passed on, may Allah Ta'ala fill all the Qabr with Noor, our great ulama. So he said, his wife told my wife, when she asked, what was the greatness of Dr. Abdullah? So Dr. Abdullah, Rahmatullah Ali's wife said, Kabhi lehje badal kar baat nahi ki. My husband never changed his mode and tone of language and his speech when he spoke to me. That means throughout my marital life, he never raised his voice to me. Can you imagine what akhlaq he had? Anyway, the point that I'm making is that Dr. Abdullah Arafi Rahmatullah Ali went one day for da'wat. And when he went one day for da'wat, after the da'wat, it was his way that he used to praise something that he liked, especially when there was a good cook. So after the meals were served, he called for the wife and he praised her for what cooking such a wonderful meal. So Maulana, you should be knowing, Maulana Ibrahim Dayasab, that when we go now for da'wat, Maulana Haider Dorat does it quite a bit. So he gives a long du'a. Sometimes the du'a is as long as the meal itself. Anyway, accepted. Now, this whole particular aspect was that he praised and he gave dua. So she started crying like a baby. So he said, Ya Allah, what have I done wrong? So he was like taken aback, because normally when he does that, you don't expect the woman crying. You know, you expect saying Jazakallah for your stuff and Ameen to your duas. So when she started crying, he asked, what did I say wrong? So after she controlled her crying, so she said, there's the first time ever in my life in this house someone has praised my cooking. And it has to come from someone who is a guest. So thereafter, Dr. Ghulesab Rahmatullahi used to tell people, he said, if someone cooks a good meal, then at least say, Jazakallah, it was tasty, it was nice. What's gone wrong with akhlaq that you can't even say something like that? Huh? So this is now, Mona, this is now the official story. You heard the unofficial one, huh? So let me make mention of the unofficial one. So the unofficial one, that's the real story, that's the official story. The unofficial one was the next day, when they were having meals, the husband praised the wife. So the wife started crying again. She said, why are you crying now? I'm praising you because, you know, the Maulana said I should praise the cooking of the wife. So she started saying that every time I cooked, you never praised me. Today the food came from the neighbors, you praised it. So that's why I'm crying. So anyway, that's not the official story. The official story that Dr. Abdulisab Rahmatullah makes mention of it in his Mawaiz. Mm. Right? And even, I think Mufti Taqisab also has made mention with regard to it. So we must build in ourselves the aspect of showing gratitude. However, we must always bear in mind that it doesn't always work like that. Similarly, as a husband, every time you do something at home or you spend your money, do not expect praise and acknowledgement. You're setting up yourself for disappointment. Anyway, this is the beginning and the stuff, and I'm sure maybe people would like to comment on that.
Yeah, so drop us a message, 0727861548. We're going to take an ad break. This week on the social program, we're speaking about the book, 30 Ways to Happiness, Chapter 9, Do Not Expect Gratitude from Anyone. Well, there's a few messages that have come through. I will just go through them. The first one saying that if we wait for gratitude from people, we will wait a long time. Do what you can do. Do as much as you can do for others and wait for Allah to show you the reward.
No doubt whatsoever. I think that is the right way. It doesn't preclude and doesn't take away from people who have received goodness that they should show appreciation. They should show gratitude. However, those who don't do it, you should not be deterred by that. You need to carry on. If you don't get it, don't be deterred by that. Mm.
And the one saying, Yamaha, that some people are firm believers that if someone does or someone gives you something, you owe them nothing in return. On the other hand, love giving back, irrespective if the gift that I give is small or whatever it is, as long as you return the favor.
No, it is the right way, and as the hadith says, exchange gifts. It's not a compulsion. We must keep in mind it's not for us, but it is the right thing to do. It is the correct thing to do, that when someone gives you something, you also do something back in return. It is the right thing. It is the proper and the appropriate thing to do.
Mm. And others just saying that I have waited a long time for people to show gratitude, but sadly, many people cannot show gratitude. But it's okay. It doesn't change who I am. We have to continue to give and help other people and just wait for our reward from Allah Azza wa Jal.
That's the right thing. As the book goes on to make mention, the nature of man is inclined towards ingratitude. So Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Adiyat, if you look at the whole Surah Al-Adiyat, it is Allah's complaint of human beings' ingratitude. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of a horse, how much the horse does for its master. Another example in day-to-day life, how much the dog does for the master. And the master gives it some bones, some food, doesn't give it that much to what extent Allah Ta'ala gives to humankind. Right? And Allah Ta'ala then goes on to say that the horse, especially in earlier times, used to put its life at risk for the sake of its master, go out in the battlefield. and with its hooves and with its running and put its life. And then Allah Ta'ala says, Innal insana li rabbi lakanud. Human being is very ungrateful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran makes mention with regard to it that human being, when he is traveling on a boat or in a ship, and if there is any particular type of danger in the ship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when he gets it, lain jaytana min hadhihi lanakunanna min ash-shakirin. Oh Allah, if you save me from this particular trial that I'm in danger in the ship, I would become very grateful. فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. When Allah Ta'ala saves him from that particular calamity, he carries on as if he never remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgets Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. I made mention of this previously, and Mufti Saab also during the course of somewhere in the book has related this incident. Umar radiallahu ta'ala saw someone making dua, and in the dua he said, اللَّهُمَّ اجْعَلْنِي مِنَ الْقَلِيلِ. Oh Allah, make me among the very few. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, what type of dua? I've never heard this type of dua. What dua are you making? He said, oh Umar, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah in the Quran says very few people are grateful. I'm making dua, oh Allah, make me amongst those who are grateful, because very few people are grateful. So if you are going to wait for people to show gratitude, although that is the right thing for people who are receiving it, but from your side who are giving it, if you are going to wait, then it becomes a very, very difficult type of task, and many a times it does not reach fruition. And really, it's something, and not only in terms of, I'll just give you another example, Maulana, not only in terms of your gratitude and your doing good. Sometimes don't expect people to agree every time you speak, you know. So sometimes in the house, you feel that my view must be accepted. No, that doesn't work that way. So many people have their own thoughts and opinions, and expecting them to consistently agree with yours is unrealistic. Now, there's a different particular type of situation with regard to a difference of opinion in deen. Difference of opinion in deen is the forte of the learned. People who don't have knowledge of deen, they're not supposed to enter into the fray of differing with regard to matters of deen. That is the forte of the ulama. And within the ulama have said that, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah said that difference of opinion will always occur if there are people of honesty and if there are people of integrity and intellect. That means you have an intellect to form an opinion, and you are honest enough when someone gives another opinion which you don't feel is beneficial, then you've got the right to say that I don't agree with that. You know, there is a view that is going out to say that people should not acquire other knowledge. If people don't feel that that is the right thing to do, if people want to say that, no, you must not acquire any type of knowledge, right? You must only acquire one type of knowledge. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali said, any branch of knowledge which is indispensable for the welfare of mankind, it is for the kifaya to earn it. So if you feel strongly that that is not the right way, you make mention of it, that listen, I don't agree that you must only acquire one type of knowledge. Yes, that is the most greatest form of knowledge, and a certain degree of having that is compulsory. But Allah Ta'ala has also indicated in the Holy Quran that a small group of people will become well-versed in Sharia, otherwise giving the indication that there will be people who goes into other walks of life. So if you feel that, listen, that is not the correct view, that you must only acquire one type of knowledge and you can't acquire another type of knowledge, then if you are honest with regard to it, you make mention of your view. You don't have to fight. That's your view. This is my view. I always take this nowadays. But if anyone come and fight with me with regard to my view, this is my view, that is your view. So what we are making mention of, don't even expect every time people to agree with you. So don't expect people to agree every time you speak. Because if you do so, you're setting up yourself as if you are Allah or you are the Prophet. As Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayhi one day told one of his disciples, don't ever see that you are the only person who is right and no one else can oppose you. In matters of deen, that is the forte of the ulama. But even in your home situation, you might be the dominant person, you might be the one who is the father, but even in that, try and bring people, washawirum fil amr, consult with the people. Don't expect just because you are the one after you consult and you need, after taking everyone's view, and then you make a decision is a different matter. But all I'm saying is don't expect gratitude from people. Don't expect people just to come and do everything what you say or show you appreciation for what you are doing. So this happens, for example, parents make great sacrifice raising their children, right? Sometimes they won't eat as long as the children's needs are taken into account. Parents sometimes sacrifice purchasing a new car, upgrading their home, just so they could put their children through education. Then as they grow older, they have no time for their parents. They do not consult with them. They do not heed parental advice, nor are they even willing to hear it. It's heartbreaking, but the reality that this is the nature of humankind. What does it mean? Should we stop being kind? I'm not going to do anything for anyone because they are not grateful and they don't appreciate it, Ya Allah. You should continue doing for others. Just do not expect gratitude and appreciation. And as I have said earlier in the program, the one who receives it is supposed to show gratitude and appreciation. The one who gives it must not expect it, because Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We feed only for the countenance and the pleasure of Almighty Allah. We wish not from people reward or gratitude.
There's a number of messages that have come through. I'm just speaking about their situation. So this message saying, always lovely to hear Maulana Baham on the program, always makes my day. We shouldn't expect anything from anyone. And they speak about their situation. They say that I have a family member living on my property. I'm fortunate to help him even though he's younger than me. He lives on his own and he's my mahram as well. His family don't even acknowledge what I do for him. One expects at least some respect or some sort of acknowledgement, but it doesn't happen. Even when they have functions, they'll invite friends and outsiders, but it hurts. This made me realize that one does good for Allah, the reward is from Allah, and I have now made tawbah from expecting anything from anyone, from family. We only expect from Allah Azza wa Jal. You will not be disappointed.
Yes, I mean, see, one of the signs of Qiyamah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said a person will bring his friends close and he will keep his father at a distance. It's unfortunate, but that's something that happens. So the point is, as I said, the person who's receiving it, he should show gratitude and appreciation. The person who is giving it, yes, sometimes you are human beings, you do expect it, but if it doesn't come, don't be disappointed. Don't wait for it, because if you wait for it, really, sometimes you're going to become very, 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 you're going to become very disappointed.
And that's what one listener is saying, that live by the motto of expect nothing, appreciate everything.
Such a beautiful stuff. That is something. Appreciate everything that people give you, and when you give it, don't expect it.
And one listener saying, Moa, that they say that their late father was not a Muslim, but he used to say, don't expect a thank you from anyone. You won't get it. The only thing that you get from people is criticism. In any case, it was never between you and them. It's always between you and God or Allah. And you do that action for Allah, not for that person. So that's why I don't expect anything from anyone. The only thing you do get is criticism.
Yes, that is there. And plus, you know, the people who criticize, a critic is a legless man who teaches other people to run. That's the reality with regard to the critics of today's time. There are very few constructive criticism. By and large, the people who criticize today don't know anything about the background, and they just criticize for the sake of criticizing, because they can post something on social media, which previously they didn't have that particular type of option, because no one would have heard them. So now they got the situation of creating a post and putting it out in different groups and giving them a sense of relevance. So they post. But really, they many a times they criticize without knowing context, without knowing situations. So, as I said, I always say a critic is a legless man who teaches others to run. I did a 2-minute clip with regard to what you do with criticism, you know. And I made mention of an Urdu poem, "Pal dar ki darakh mein hai pattaro ki chot, agar gar hosla nahi to be samar raho." The person who's got fruits, the tree that got fruits, must expect that stones will be thrown towards it to get the fruits. And sometimes the branches would be pulled to get the fruits. If you don't have the courage to accept the criticism, then remain without fruits, right? So when you are criticized, sometimes it is because you have stood up for something. Therefore, you have been criticized. The only way to save yourself from criticism, say nothing, do nothing, and just remain silent. No one will criticize you. But do you want to do that?
You can still send through your messages on 072-786-1548. The lines are also open if you'd like to give us a call on 011-854-1548. We are speaking about Chapter 9 in the book, 30 Ways to Happiness. Do not expect gratitude from anyone. Why, you can continue.
Yes, now, as we go on, we make mention with regard to it. Do things for the, do everything you do, whatever role you serve, only to please Allah. Our social activities are also governed by seeking the pleasure of Allah. The pleasure of Allah is the core of all that we do. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ says Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran. The pleasure of Almighty Allah Ta'ala is the highest of aspirations. This is the beauty of Islam. If you are helping someone and you expect something in return, then many a time that is not kindness, it is business. Right? You give something and receive something in return. So in business, what actually happened? So you give money and you get the item in return. So that is like business. Kindness is not business. Kindness is something that is more than that. So be at peace if you are requited with ungratefulness for the good that you have done to others. Rejoice in your knowledge that you will be rewarded from the one who has unlimited treasures and reward at his disposal. This is not to say that you should refrain from performing acts of kindness towards others. You should always do it. The point is, you should be mentally prepared that people won't appreciate it. You should be mentally prepared for ingratitude. But you carry on. You carry on doing it. The person who receives it must show gratitude and appreciation. The person who is giving it, as a human being, you do incline, you feel it. But sometimes it doesn't happen. So it does. I must tell you something that, you know, I find very interesting. I've been an imam now for 38 years. Right? Obviously, the things have changed to a certain degree. I was, for about 8-9 years, a solo imam. I was one out. Right, and I remember I used to go to functions, go to weddings. I used to rush back to for Zohar prayers and then go back to the function. I remember one day that I was in Wombats. I had gone and I couldn't get someone to perform the Jummah. I drove down from Wombats to make Jummah here. And then I thought I'll get someone, till the last minute I didn't get, I drove to Newtown. I made my Jummah. I didn't even make arrangements for lunch. Marhum Maulana Abdul Qadir Malikpuri Rahmatullah Ali said, weren't you in Wombats? I said, yes, I came for Jummah. He said, khawano tu khaka khai. So I said, I didn't make any arrangements. He said, Marata Avinaka. I went to Maulana Abdul Qadir Malikpuri Rahmatullah Ali. I had my lunch and I went back to Wombats because I was on leave. So then afterwards, a time came, then there was another imam. Alhamdulillah, we are now together for so many 20-odd years. Then, alhamdulillah, after many years, the trustees said that now you are a long year. They got another imam. So then they made it easier for me. But I will tell you something. And I don't know about other imams. My interaction with the musallis in Newtown has been one of receiving more gratitude and appreciation than what is my worth. Now, that comes, it's a very bold statement to make, but it's for some reason the musallis in Newtown have been very, very special. And it's something that, I don't know, you know, although the titles say don't expect gratitude, but they have been remarkable, you know. In my 38 years, I can't remember really... There might have been one or two. After 38 years, there are going to be incidents where you had some form of rundown with, or some sort of arguments with my musallis or something. But 38 years, I can't think of anything that was out of the ordinary. I can't. And I don't know what to make out of it. It's just that it is an amazing part of my life which has enhanced my life. And I thank Allah Ta'ala for that. Maulana, it's amazing. Mm. My marhum uncle, Maulana Bamji, one day on Tuesday, it was a Tuesday, and he phoned to say that I've made arrangement for you to give Jummah Bayan in Newtown Masjid. I just come back. That time, Newtown Masjid was the biggest Jummah congregation. So I told him that I'm just young. You can't tell me now in 2 days' time. I just got fired. You're telling me we're going to give Juma Bayan in Newtown. So he said, I still got to prepare myself. I still got to look after my situation. So that I wasn't married. So my uncle said, how many children and how many wives you got that you have to still take care of your own needs and that? You get ready. Just get ready. So he pushed me. And then I sometimes think, ya Allah, I just came in there. I was young. When I used to give my Juma Bayan, I used to cry. So many a time the people used to laugh at me, say, he didn't prepare properly, therefore he's crying. Yeah, I was 22 years of age. I'm 61 years of age now. But yeah, and really, that's 38 years. Maybe they felt that he's not worthy of maybe arguing with him, carry on. I've never really had major rundowns of people. They have difference of opinion. But yeah, so I don't know with other people, has it been like that or not? I had a person who used to, you know, have difference of opinion with me, you know. Mm. And on one occasion, he was quite harsh with me with regard to this stuff, right? He was a trustee, and see, after he became so close, and he one day told me, he said that there are people who are doing this, and if you give me permission, I want to do something about it. You sit quietly, you don't do anything about it. You know, from where and where? So yeah, you do have these situations, Wanana, but the point is, don't expect it. When we feel unappreciated, we need to ask ourselves, is the fault mine? For instance, your spouse may not be giving so much to your relationship that it has made him or her resentful. The underlying issues need to be addressed. Sometimes you're not getting gratitude because of your situation. Sometimes, though no fault of your own, you may not receive appreciation. Don't take it personally and move on with your life. Try and look at things from another person's perspective.
Wow, there's a message here that says, have no expectations and you will have no disappointments. They go on to say that I'm an unmarried female. I lost my dad and my mum 3 months ago. The head of the family, the uncles, the aunts all came to show people that they came to the med. After the 3 days, they have been absent. No one calls, no one bothers. But I turn to Allah to know that Allah is sufficient for me, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide.
Definitely, Jazak. I think this is very important. The point is not that you don't want people to appreciate it. I mean, we're human beings. Everyone likes a pat on your back, you know. We are human beings. Although we don't do it for that sake, from a person who receives it, he must be grateful. He must show appreciation. The person who gives it must do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he must be mentally prepared that it will not be appreciated. He must be mentally prepared that it will not be appreciated. Sometimes you can go and look into the situation, why it is like that. Should I have done something more? But at the end of the day, you must carry on. At the end of the day, one other thing also you must be sure is that you must also respect yourself sufficient. That I'm doing something with my courage of my conviction. If I get gratitude, if I get appreciation, so be it. But I also have the courage of my conviction, why I'm doing it. What is the courage of your conviction? Why are you doing it? So I think that's important, that you must have your self-respect to know why you are doing something. And if you have that self-respect, if you have that self-confidence, then you don't have to worry about it.
Mm. Well, this is one message from the listener. It's more a question that they need a bit of advice on. You were speaking about giving people and assisting and helping people and not expecting, but they're saying that they just want to know that if people have brought biscuits or something to the home of a mayit as a gift, who does it belong to?
Well, the person who is giving it must be able to make the decision. Mm. So what is he giving it for? Obviously, you have to be careful in today's time. And one of the things that our ulama have always told us, and the Jamiat goes around giving workshops on these matters of inheritance, etc. We can't take the money from the marhum's estate or the marhum's money to feed people, because in there is the rights of the people who are might be minors, or you need to take the permission of all the heirs before you do such a thing. But if a person is coming from outside, right, and he is the one who is giving it, he's got the right to give whoever he wants. So there is a greater scope for him to make the intention than to take it from the estate or from the expenses of the marhum. so the person who is giving it, he can just give it. See, there is people who are coming to this particular house, and I'm giving it to the people who I'm feeding. So there is no need there to have a very the restrictions and limitations for the person who is giving it is less than taking it from the marhum's wealth and marhum's estate.
Ma, anything else Ma would like to add on? We've come to the end of the
program. Just to say that two things, that, and again, I'm just re-emphasizing what I've made mention in terms of when someone gives you something, makes much about it, show appreciation, show gratitude. But don't mentally prepare yourself from that ingratitude and continue doing it. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We do things and we feed people for the pleasure of Allah. We do not wish reward or gratitude from people for your own happiness in this world. Express gratitude and appreciation, but don't expect it. Continue to be kind, irrespective.
Jazakumullah khair Ma for the lovely program, and inshallah we'll speak to Ma next week. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That brings us to the end of this week's edition of the social program. The podcast will be available shortly on our social media pages and on the website. For those that would like to listen to it, you can check it out there. From the team here, until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.